talk aflatoxin. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Aflatoxin showing up in the corn crop this year in the drought states, and that's cause for concern for dairy producers. Al Schultz is vice president with VitaPlus. He holds a doctorate in dairy science.
Dairy cattle and beef cattle both can tolerate fairly high levels of aflatoxin without any real severe negative effects on them. The chief consideration, however, in dairy cattle is that about 1.5 to 2% of the aflatoxin that's ingested is excreted as aflatoxin M1 in the milk. That's a consideration that is of most importance, especially for dairy producers, is to make sure that the product that they're producing is below the tolerable level of aflatoxin in milk. Hence, most of the reports that you hear are of dairymen who are monitoring their particular feedstuffs to make sure that they can stay within the safe range on the milk that they produce in their operation.
What's the best way to sample a load to make sure that you have safe levels within that load?
Well, one of the things that's with respect to aflatoxin is it's not uniformly distributed throughout the whole load. So you may have a very hot pocket. In several cases, you may have just a number of kernels that are really highly infected that could make the difference. So uniformity is not there. Consequently, you want to have at least 10 good samples from throughout the load, and then you can maybe take a subsample from that. But don't just take a hand sample from one place and expect that you're going to get an accurate number and representation for that load. The one thing to keep in mind, especially about with aflatoxin, is it will be concentrated quite often in corn screenings. And we've had a few people that have said, hey, they can get a real good buy on some corn screenings. I would be especially careful about that as one of the commodities of choice without knowing exactly where you're at as far as aflatoxin level. Also keep in mind that your byproducts, things like distillers' grains, et cetera, the mycotoxin levels will get concentrated in those. It is not lost by processing, so you want to be especially careful on some of the byproducts and make sure that they also would be free of the aflatoxin levels that you're looking for.
What about corn silage? Any danger here?
Fermentation will not have any effect on it. So corn silage is also a consideration. The aflatoxin is typically in the grain itself within that corn silage. So corn silage definitely should be monitored. The assay to check for aflatoxin, many of the forage labs are giving special discounts just to help out the industry. So for probably $20 to $25 at most of the commercial labs, you'll be able to get a good handle on what the aflatoxin level is. I would definitely recommend, especially if your corn has been affected by the drought, to test and just to monitor and make sure that you're okay.
Dr. Al Schultz with VitaPlus. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.